the new Hot 101.5.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
You think you are starting out on the perfect path on the first date, and then it just completely goes wrong.
It crumbles.
What we call blown off. If you've been in a situation where they didn't call you back after the first date, let's try to help you out. Just let us know at hot1015tampabay.com/blown off. Sean, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm worried. What happened on this date?
Let me tell you. We met through mutual friends.
Okay.
Yeah, so we hung out. But every time we hung out, it was always, like, always in a group setting. We never hung out, like, one-on-one until one of my buddies actually mentioned it. So, you know, I thought, hey, yeah, we should do that.
Okay.
You know? So she invited me to a place. I went over. She cooked. We watched movies. She actually made spaghetti for me.
Nice.
You know? Then he was just chilling on the couch, you know, close, kind of cuddling.
Oh, hey.
So, yeah, not too major, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the weird thing is, like, after that, I tried to call her a few times. I never heard nothing back from her.
Now, when you say that you were on the couch and you're just hanging out and you got a little handsy, I mean, how far did it go? Like, did you try to make a grab at something that you probably shouldn't have?
No, I didn't make no grab. She was just chilling. She was close. She had her arms around me. I had my arms around her.
Yeah.
But nothing too crazy.
How long ago was this date, Sean?
It's about 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, and you've heard absolutely nothing from Brittany.
I heard nothing.
What's crazy is that you were at her house.
Yes.
She cooked for you.
Spaghetti!
So you would think that that would be a kind of a pretty intimate setting.
I'm about to say, like, to me, when you invite someone over to your house for a first date, like, you pretty much are guaranteed unless you break something expensive in their house.
Right, right.
Did you, Sean, break anything expensive in their house?
I ain't bring nothing in the house. You really have nothing in the house to break.
Okay.
All right.
You know?
Well, here's what we're going to do. We are going to get Brittany on the phone. We'll try to call her and track her down. And so we can figure out why you were blown off. And we'll do that in 3 minutes.
When I met you in the summer, to my heartbeat sound, we fell in love as the leaves turned brown. And we could be together, baby, as long as skies are blue. You act so innocent now, but you lied so soon. When I met you in the summer, we'll be right back.
on The Miguel Show.
Sean thought it was a magical date. He went to Brittany's house because they met through mutual friends. She made spaghetti, and he didn't get a call back.
Nothing.
So, Sean, are you ready to find out why Brittany didn't call you back?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's give her a phone call. I just need you to be quiet when we do this, okay?
I just can't figure out, like, if you're going to invite someone to your house, like, you're pretty comfortable with them already because he said that they had mutual friends,
yeah.
You know? I just don't know why you would not, I mean, say anything. Weird.
Hold on. Let's see here.
Hello?
Hey, is this Brittany?
Yes.
Hey, Brittany, this is Miguel and Holly. We are from The Miguel Show on the new Hot 101.5. How are you doing this morning?
Hi. I'm good. Did I win something?
Unfortunately not.
Oh, man.
But I do have a couple of questions to ask you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Did you recently go on a date with this really cool guy, Sean, where you made spaghetti at your house?
I did, and I think we should rethink really cool.
Oh, why? What? Because he's wondering why you haven't called him back or anything.
Because he is a crybaby 50.
Oh, why do you say that?
He was terrified of my dog, and my dog is like my family, and he just, I couldn't get over it.
No. Yo, that dog.
Brittany, Sean is on the phone.
Crazy. No.
Miguel, my dog, she's an 8-pound poodle mix. She is not crazy. You know, and I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I think maybe he's just afraid of all dogs because there was nothing to be afraid about.
So, like, what was this dog doing to you to make you cry?
Yo, that crazy dog cornered me. He was cornering me. Then he was barking, like, spit coming out of his mouth.
Yeah. Because she wanted her belly rubbed.
No. I would never do that. I want my arm. He's going to bite my arm off.
Oh, my God. She doesn't even tear up her toys. So I did, you know, try, like I said, give him the benefit of the doubt, and I tried, and I even put her in my room. And still, every time that she barked, he would flinch, and that just wasn't okay with me. And it almost was comical.
Even when the dog was in the room, Sean, it was an issue?
Every time I would make a move on the couch, I hear the dog scratching on the door, like, barking, trying to get me.
Oh. Now, Sean, I'm trying not to laugh because I feel the pain because there are times when I see a big dog like that old fear jumps up. But I understand when you have like a really kind of like yappy dog. But Sean, I'm trying to understand, like, when did the tears come? And there's no judgment.
There was no tears. Were there actually tears?
Brittany, you said that there were tears. So I'm just.
Crybaby, like he was a sissy. And I cannot date someone who, you know, is a big baby.
Well, I think it's safe to say that this is not a.
Not a match?
A match here.
Well, you know what, Brittany? Your spaghetti was trash. And I don't think you will ever find a man with that.
Peace
running around your house. I'm out of here.
Blown off.
Blown off. If you missed it, download the Hot 101.5 app now.
Free for your iPhone or Android.